Hello, everyone. Welcome once more to Greenlight Reviews, where we talk about the movies. My name is Les Roberts.
And I'm Ann Elder.
Today, Ann, we are going to review a film called Water for Elephants.
Okay.
Water for Elephants was directed by Francis Lawrence from a big, big novel by Sarah Gruen.
Mm-hmm.
And it stars Reese Witherspoon, Robert Pattinson, and Christoph Waltz. That's a good cast.
It is.
Let's see where we go with it.
Plot first.
Robert Pattinson plays Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
We meet Jacob first when he is very, very, very elderly and played by the wonderful Hal Holbrook.
Indeed.
Who just kind of went away from his old folks' home and wound up in the circus wandering around. And he sits down with the circus manager. They have a couple of drinks.
Right.
And he tells them about his days in that particular circus 60 years earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's Robert Pattinson.
Boy, did he change a lot in the 60 years.
He certainly did. Well, when I was that age, I looked like Tyrone Power. So you see what happens.
Well, that's true. And I look like Robert Pattinson a few years ago. So, okay. Well, anyway.
All right. Jacob is a veterinary student at Cornell University. He's just about ready to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets word that his parents have been killed in an accident. And they're losing the house. There's no money left. He is broke and on his own. He wanders around, jumps on a train
mm-hmm.
to go somewhere, discovers he's on a circus train.
Right.
He winds up working for the circus. It's called the Benzini Brothers Circus, and it's a one-ring circus.
Small time.
Yes, definitely. It is owned by August, played by Christoph Waltz. He is the ringmaster. He's not a very nice guy, to say the least.
I'd say so.
And he is married to the star of the show, a horse rider.
Bareback rider.
Bareback rider.
Mm-hmm.
Named Marlena, played by Reese Witherspoon. What happens here is Jacob takes one look at Marlene, and it's all over. He falls totally in love.
She's a few years older than he is.
Yes.
He's very vulnerable, supposedly, and she appears to be quite a bit more sophisticated. But, of course, she is under the control of a very controlling husband, August.
Yes. And what happens now is they have to put down one of the horses that she rides.
Oh.
So now they don't have an act, and they acquire an elephant named Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
In this film, Rosie is absolutely great. But the rest of the film has its problems.
Let's be honest, Les. There's an elephant in the room, and I'm not talking about Rosie. I'm talking about the elephant called casting of Robert Pattinson opposite Reese Witherspoon or Reese Witherspoon opposite Robert Pattinson. That dynamic has to work for this movie to really take off. And unfortunately, I just don't buy the chemistry between these two. You know, you're supposed to feel the electricity when these characters come on the screen and look at each other. Unfortunately, there's a major blackout happening when these two lay eyes on each other. There is nothing going on between the two of them. Frankly, the chemistry is much more palatable between Reese Witherspoon and her horrible husband, Christoph Waltz, and there's a nice bit of chemistry between Robert Pattinson and the elephant. But unfortunately, that's not truly what the movie is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about the unspoken love between these two main characters that try to keep their love affair secret. Of course, it really does surface, but they have a lot of trouble trying to keep it quiet.
Sure.
You know, this movie takes place in the 30s.
Yes.
And I believe that the director and the screenwriters and all of the people involved in the technical end of this movie did a fine job in making that era come to life up on the screen. I liked the look of the film. I didn't like anything else in the movie except for the elephant.
Okay. I don't feel quite as negative about the film as you do. I do admit it has problems. And by the way, I think Reese Witherspoon is a wonderful, wonderful actor. And I think she's adorable to look at. Unfortunately, Anne,
mm-hmm.
for me, she's not very sexy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You need the two main characters to really click. When you look at Reese Witherspoon, who spends most of the movie in a leotard, she looks like a member of the Romanian gymnastics team. There is absolutely nothing voluptuous about her. You know, she's a terrifically talented person.
Yes.
And she's a huge favorite of mine. However, this was a miscast. This is a misstep. And for that reason, the film doesn't work. I don't think there's anything wrong with Robert Pattinson on screen. I believe him. All he has to do is walk around on the screen. He's got an inherent sensuality and a romanticism that just emanates from him. It's a naturalness about him. She just doesn't have that quality.
Yeah, I do agree that the big problem is a total lack of sexual chemistry between these two people.
I'm also going to say that Christoph Waltz has obviously a field day playing this horrifying character, August. And I must say, it's really a spin-off of the character for which he won the Oscar in the movie Inglourious Basterds. And I didn't see any change in him in this movie, except most of the time he spoke with a very tortured American accent. Frankly, he was so over the top. He plays the role of August like Simon Legree. Or was it Simon Cowell? I don't know. It's one of those Simons.
A very tough Simon.
Right. The evil that emanates from him throughout the movie is so over the big top. That's a good way to describe him. His acting is over the big top.
Well, there were a lot of things in the book that they did not touch on in the film. The novel's almost a murder mystery, and they just kind of gloss over this completely. And also, it's a very erotic novel. It's a very, very sexual novel, and this is not a very sexual film.
It's almost PG, this film, except for the torture sequences. You could probably take young kids to see this movie, but you can't because of those segments in the movie, and I felt that they were also over the top and unnecessary. We know that Christopher Waltz is playing a terrible human being. He's a sadistic ringmaster and husband, and he's also terrible as an animal trainer.
Oh my God, when you see him
head towards Rosie's trailer, the elephant's trailer, with the elephant prod, I mean, I had to leave the theater for a few minutes. I could not bear to see it. And I think that those kinds of moments in a movie like this are so traumatizing, and they really take the focus off of what the movie is about. I don't need to see scenes like that to give me the message of just how horrifying a human being he is. I get it. But instead, once again, the directors have to tell me over and over and over again that this guy is a menace to animals and to the human race. I think I can figure that out. I thought it was just unnecessary.
I was very disturbed.
I'm sure you were, because you don't like that kind of thing either.
No, I love animals, and I particularly love elephants. I know a couple of them personally. And it was hard for me to watch that. Now, they do not show the torture.
Well, you hear the noises.
You hear the noises.
And you see the prod going into the skin. No, I disagree. I saw way too much.
Well, yes, they did, Anne, but it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, well, you had your eyes covered, I bet. Look, the novel was a wonderful story, and I like the idea of depicting life in the 30s as seen through a down-and-out, two-bit circus like the Benzini brothers. I thought all of that created an interesting landscape for a picture. But the problem with the movie, again, casting, casting, casting. And if that doesn't work, then I don't care what the story is. It's really a tough element to overcome if you don't have the right people in place. I just felt like that was really shortchanging the entire movie. For me, I think you can pretty much tell, Water for Elephants gets a red light. Better luck next time, boys and girls, mothers and dads of all ages. Water for Elephants just isn't worth peanuts.
Oh, Anne. Well, I'm certainly not going to give it a green light. As I say, I wanted to, and I thought about it, and there were just too many things in the film that disturbed me or threw me off, but I don't think it's all that bad. I did like Christoph Waltz more than you did, so I'm giving it a yellow light.
Okay.
So, a red light and a yellow light for Water for Elephants. Well, we're going to come back and review another film very, very soon. Probably it's not going to have elephants in it, but you never know. Never know when you walk into a theater what you're going to see.
True.
Until that time, my name is Les Roberts.
I'm Ann Elder.
And Greenlight Reviews hopes that we're going to run into all of you having a great time and eating not popcorn this time, but peanuts at the movies.
You've watched them in unforgettable adventures, love affairs, and tragedies. Now it's time to hear their own remarkable stories. From the makers of Death of a Rockstar and Death of a Sports Star, this is Death
Ready.
Of a Film Star.
And action.
Starring Heath Ledger, Marilyn Monroe, Chadwick Boseman, Robin Williams, Carrie Fisher, and Bruce Lee. Search for Death of a Film Star in your podcast app. You've seen them tell stories. Now it's time to tell theirs.